Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Legislature meets today to consider Governor Dunleavy's appointees to lead state agencies and serve on various boards and commissions. Some Fairbanks residents are among the numerous appointees to be considered. Two of the most controversial are anti-cannabis activist Vivian Stiver to serve on the Marijuana Control Board and trapper and taxidermist Al Barrett to fill a seat on the state game board. A full house of parents and citizens testified to the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board last night, concerned about an incident 2 weeks ago at the North Pole High School involving boys going into a girls' bathroom. The boys were protesting a transgender student who posted a photo of himself in the boys' bathroom. As KUAC's Robin reports, last night's discussion focused on bullying.
The community was activated after state lawmaker Tammy Wilson of North Pole partially described the incident during a press conference in Juneau. She criticized the school's discipline policy.
Some boys entered the girls' bathroom. I don't care why the boys were in the bathroom. I hear there was some kind of protest going on, but it doesn't matter. And a girl kneed the boy feeling threatened. They were blocking her way.
Wilson said the girl had been suspended for using too much force. But federal privacy law prevents schools from revealing student information, including who was disciplined for what. Superintendent Karen Gaborik released a statement about the incident, and it was updated this week on the school district website. That was not enough to satisfy commenters who had come to ask the district to protect students' rights. Hayden Neville testified the action of the boys trying to enter the girls' bathroom was intentional harassment and bullying of the transgender student who used the boys' bathroom.
Forcing a transgender person to use the bathroom that they are not comfortable in is inflicting emotional distress. Furthermore, the action of the cisgender boys affects all transgender students at North Pole High School, and in fact, all transgender students in the district, as well as transgender staff. So let us be clear, this was not an act of protest, this was an act of bullying.
The school district's non-discrimination policy was passed in 1980. It was revised to include sexual expression in 2014 and hasn't changed in the last 5 years. Brandy Howard testified that there's a lot of wrong information about the incident on social media.
A lot of wrong information and a lot of adults that are making assumptions based off of this wrong information and calling children despicable things.
Reverend Leslie Ahuva-Fields says there was an uptick in teens in her congregation approaching her this week.
I'm here representing these kids and also their parents and guardians. No child should have to be afraid when they go to school. Bullying against trans students contributes to the astronomical suicide rate among these precious children.
Fred Sayers asked the district to reassess the policy that allows students to use bathrooms of the gender they identify with. He said it creates a risky environment for all students, including trans students.
Putting students of the opposite sex in the same bathroom is only asking for trouble. This incident last week resulted in a boy get kicked in the groin. This was a violent response to a boy in the girl's bathroom. I cannot say that I would have my daughter do anything different, but I ask you, did that girl know if that boy was transitioning or had permission to use the girl's bathroom?
Superintendent Karen Gaborik reported that every school employee wants students to be safe.
Our transgender students do work with school administrators and counselors to make restroom choices. We approach that on a very individual basis, and I appreciate the input that we need to continue to look at this.
She thanked the audience for the tenor of their comments, with everyone listening to each other, and reminded them that student discipline processes are confidential.
I think it's important for everybody to understand that every single student has due process rights, and it's really important that we protect the integrity of that process.
Gaborik explained there is an appeal option for students and families who don't agree with discipline measures, a first step with a hearing officer, and a second step with the Board of Education. She wouldn't say if any families involved in this incident are taking advantage of the appeal process, but did say first steps have been scheduled this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Another busy roadwork season is ramping up in the Fairbanks area.
This year is a big construction year.
Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Caitlin Fry points to projects which will disrupt traffic this summer, including the resurfacing of the Mitchell Expressway.
That's going to have some pretty significant traffic impacts, including some closures of the road and some bridge work. We've also got the Badger Road two-way left turn lanes project, adding basically that center lane where you can turn in either direction, and the Danby-Wembley roundabout that's going in over there kind of by the Joe Hansen We also got projects on Gillum Way and the Elliott Highway.
None of this summer's projects is expected to be as disruptive as last year's reconstruction of the busy Johansson University Avenue-Geist Road intersection, but Fry notes that the multi-year renovation of University Avenue will take another step.
Mostly going to be working on side streets, doing some utility work, and so most of the impacts on that will be off of the main line of University Avenue, except for a few lane closures here and there.
Another continuing local project is the upgrade of traffic signals, which Fry says involves connecting them with fiber optic cable to a DOT control center.
So that we can change the signal timing, monitor intersections.
Fry says the system is useful when signals experience malfunctions or when there's unusual traffic flow related to an event, accident, or extreme weather. The DOT is holding its annual Super Open House event Saturday at Hutchison High School to preview the summer 2019 road work. I'm Dan Bross.